from your perspective as someone who's, you know, shown in galleries, what are some of those barriers now during COVID that are unique?
The big thing is technology. If you have Indigenous artists who don't have access to the technology, for example, cameras or Zoom or even Wi-Fi, suddenly you're now limiting a huge scope of artists that you normally would have had access to before. I know for myself, before COVID, this wasn't a problem, but if we're talking to students that previously had even the time to spend on their artwork, I know some students are now having to work a little bit more to fill in the gaps, to, you know, make ends meet. It's just they're not having the time to actually create the artwork that they would have before. So there's a lot of different factors going into it. I was lucky I didn't have to deal with these things when, you know, I was starting out as an artist. We didn't have a pandemic then, but I am seeing that this is a reality for a lot of students. And so a part of my job is to try and find solutions to those problems, you know, showing students, hey, you know, you can access Wi-Fi here, or here's some computers that you can still access during COVID times, or even funding, you know, finding those sources.
Do you find that you get much support from the general community in the Fraser Valley for being an artist?
I would say I'm a privileged artist in the fact that I get quite a bit of support. I realize that I do come from a place of privilege as an Indigenous artist. You know, I have a wonderful job. I have a great support community. I have a, you know, a standing place in the Abbotsford Arts Council. A lot of people don't have that. And so for me as the artist, and for me in my position, what I want to do is to find those people and to bring them in. So, you know, there's different shows that are coming up. And so I try to let people know, like, hey, you know, these shows are happening. You know, maybe there's a way that we could either waive your fee, or there's a way that we can showcase your artwork. And if they need help, you know, finding those people that can help give them a hand.
Your art is very nature oriented, I've noticed. You do a lot of landscapes, and you also do a lot of paintings of animals and of people. Can you tell me what your interest is in expressing the natural world through your artwork?
I grew up half of my life in Nova Scotia, and then I moved out here with my family. So experiencing both coasts was a huge thing. I love animals and I love the landscapes, but especially the landscape was a huge thing for me. Growing up in Nova Scotia, it's different. It's not as mountainous. It's a lot of ocean, a lot of open space, a lot of, you know, lighthouses and brightly colored homes. That was something that just always kind of stuck with me and just really reminded me of home. And then, of course, moving out here, experiencing all the different nature that BC has, which is huge, it really just makes me happy. It brings joy to me. And a lot of times I'll draw something on a purely selfish level where I'm just drawing something that I truly enjoy. And I just kind of hope that other people can see that when it comes out.
Why do you feel so connected to the river, do you think?
Especially during COVID, when we were kind of cut off from everyone, my husband and I would go down to the river quite a bit. And that's where I would get a lot of inspiration, was from the river and from the ocean when we go out to White Rock. My dad lives there. It's not even just the river. I think it's just water. Growing up near the ocean, I spent a lot of time in the ocean, at the ocean. Because we lived in Abbotsford, we weren't beside the ocean. We spent a lot of time at the river. I would take my dog down there, go for walks. The more I think on it, it's just very cleansing. It's very purifying. It's very grounding to me. So if ever I experience dark thoughts or anxiety or anything, I do end up always at some sort of water source. It's like going home, I guess.
You have talked quite a bit about the importance of your position with the Abbotsford Art Council and how they can be influential. But can you tell me some of the things that you would like them to do, or initiatives that you'd like them to take in the future to support artists?
They do have Aboriginal Days where they kind of feature Aboriginal artists. And I think that would be something that I would really kind of push and hope for, that would continue on in the future. And maybe even just like featured artists, you know, that may not necessarily have that opportunity to show that there's so many amazing Indigenous artists around, especially the Fraser Valley. But I think they're taking really, really good steps. I know they do have an opening for a job right now for an Indigenous coordinator position, and they're asking a lot of questions and educating themselves as well. And I think that's what it comes down to, is just continuously educating ourselves.